Yeah. What's going on, winner? Coach JC here, and you are listening to the Win All Day podcast show. Man, I'm super excited and stoked about today's show. I'm going to give you one verse from the Bible, one biblical principle that radically changed my life, and we'll do the same for you. But before we get into that, if you're a frequent listener, then you know we kick every show off with our Win All Day winning confession. And if it's your first time, feel free to repeat after me. Today is my day. Nothing will get in my way of me being the best version of me. I am here on purpose. I have a purpose. I am strong. I am passionate. I am fearless. I choose faith. I was born a winner. I will win and win all day. Man, there's such power in your words, man. People ask me all the time, why do you put out podcasts? Man, why do you do all these win all day videos? What keeps you going? You know, and I thought about it, and yes, I want to inspire, I want to motivate, and I have such a heart to help and serve, and I want to see people win. I hate to see people be in pain. I hate to see people suffer. I hate to see people live an average, a mediocre life and not utilize it and tap into their potential. And that's why I put that stuff out. But you know what? Just as much as that, I put info out and I keep doing what I'm doing because it helps me grow. And I get to continue as I speak the word, as I continue to give you ideas and strategies and motivate, inspire. You know what? I get inspired. I coach myself. I motivate myself. And just to think about it, how many times over the last year alone have I said personally that win all day winning confession? How many times over the last 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, 5 years, 6 years, 7 years since I created it, that winning confession that I created when I was over $400,000 in debt, suicidal, depressed, oppressed, in a fight of my life to be a dad, I started saying that when I didn't even believe a word in it. I still say to this day, think about what that's done for my subconscious mind. Even when I might not feel it, I've conditioned my mind to believe I am here on purpose, I have a purpose. That all things are possible, that I was born a winner and I will win. And that's why I have you do it as well on every Win All Day podcast show, because I understand the power of repetition. And I said that today because my show and this one principle I'm going to give you right now is exactly that. And it's the principle of renewing your mind. Man, the greatest power you have is the power of your mind. Guys, if you want to win in life, transform your mind, transform your life. You want a transformation in your life in any area? Transform your mind. And that one biblical principle comes from Romans 12:2. The verse says, "Do not be conformed to the things of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind." Man, I got a hold of that one scripture when I was depressed, oppressed, in a fight of my life to stay alive and fighting to be a dad. And I started to stop being conformed to the things of this world. What does that mean? The things of this world, the worry, the doubt, the anxiety, the stressors, the obstacles, the adversity, the trials, the storms, what the bank account might look like, the financial status, relationships, situations, and issues, what people might say and do, haters. I mean, you got to hear me right now. If you continue to be conformed to the things of this world and you allow the things of this world to dictate and determine your mindset, you will be a roller coaster. Then emotions will continue to dictate and determine what you do. Think about it. How much of your action throughout the day is dictated and determined by emotions? When you feel a certain way, you act according to how you feel. When you have emotions that arise, you do something, you act off of and based off of the emotions. Guys, this is why we have prisons that are filled in the US. Why? People make reactive, emotional-based decisions and they end up in jail. This is why we have obesity, substance abuse, drugs, and alcohol. Man, think about it. Most of the alcohol people drink doesn't even taste good. You drink to try to fulfill an emotional need feeling at the moment. You eat. Why? You're not hungry. People that are obese don't eat because they're hungry. They eat because they're trying to fulfill an emotional need at the moment. Drugs, alcohol. Think about it for a second. What if emotions no longer dictate and determine what you did, but actions did? Every action originates with a thought. Every action. So you want to change your life, change your action. How do you change your actions? You create new beliefs about an action. You create new habits and rituals. And that's when you start to win. It's not that hard. But every action originates with a thought. So Romans 12:2, do not be conformed to the things of this world, but be transformed. What do you want to be transformed in right now before we go on any further? Maybe it's your physical body. Maybe it's your mindset. Maybe it's your spiritual life. Maybe it's your business, your career, your mission, your calling. Maybe it's a relationship. Whatever area you want to be transformed in, do not be conformed to the things of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. The renewing of your mind. Do you know what the number one enemy of success is, my friend? The number one enemy of success is self-doubt. Self-doubt. The number one chokehold of growth in your personal life, in your business. The number one chokehold holding you back right now. If you're listening, you're a business owner and you want to get to that next level. You're in life right now and you're stuck. You want to get to that next level. I'm telling you right now, the number one chokehold of any business or life growth is the psychology of the owner. That's what I'm trying to tell you. I can sit here right now and give you amazing things to do so that you can win in life. I can tell you everything you need to do to transform your body. I've done it for years. I can tell you everything to do as an entrepreneur to start a business. I've done it. I can tell you all the great ideas and strategies and things, to tools and tactics to take your business to the next level. Branding and how to get more leads and marketing and sales and leadership and culture development. I've done it. I'm still doing it. And you know what? If I gave you all of those awesome strategies, you know what most of you would do after this podcast is over? You would do nothing. Because every action originates with a thought. And the number one enemy of success is self-doubt. Guys, I need you to hear me right now. This principle and this Bible verse I'm giving you could radically impact and change your life immediately. You see, the greatest belief you could have, and this is my opinion, is the belief in a creator. That's God. But the second greatest belief besides that, that you could ever have is a belief in you, in who you were created to be, in who you are, and who you can become. That's the second greatest belief you could ever have. Why? That creates your self-esteem. And if you have a high self-esteem, you're not going to doubt that things are possible. Self-esteem is so powerful. You see, it's not who you think you are in life that holds you back many times. It's who you think you're not. You want to increase your profit in your business? You want to win in business? You want a better relationship in a marriage? You want to win in a relationship? You want to win in life? Romans 12:2, do not be conformed to the things of this world, the limiting mindsets, what people say, the outside factors that you can't control, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. The greatest weapon you have is your mindset. And your mindset directly affects your beliefs. And your beliefs directly affect what you do. And what you do directly affects your habits and your rituals that you create. And your habits and your rituals create the result. And the results over time and over time add up and they create the life that you live. So how do you win? You become a giant in your mindset. You become a gladiator in your mindset. You become Superman or Superwoman in your mindset. How do you do that? By renewing your mind. Renewing your mind is not a one-time thing. It's a daily process. It's every single day becoming that owner of your mindset, becoming that warrior, becoming that gladiator, that world changer, that powerful, strong person in your mind first. See, when you come to a true understanding of who you are and who you can become, you can then transform your mind and then you'll improve your life or increase your business. Who are you? I want you to think about it right now. Who are you? Think about that.
If you can create a belief in who you are and who you are created to be, and you can on a daily basis renew your mind by reminding yourself of who you are and not be dictated, determined, and your identity, and the identity is not caught up any longer in what people say, the mistakes, the failures, the past trials, storms, whatever you might have did, however you might have been done, then you'll stop playing victim, you'll stop worrying, you'll stop fretting, you'll stop saying that things are not possible any longer, and you'll start to believe that things can become possible. Man, I want you to light yourself on fire with hope and belief. Guys, I want you right now to make what's in front of you and who you can become, what you're capable of, your goals, your dreams, the thing that you put on the back burner because of fear. I want you to renew your mind on a daily basis by making that thing that's in front of you stronger than what's behind you, your past mistakes and failures. You got to start today to make what's inside of you, who you are created to be, who you can become, what's inside of you bigger than what's outside of you, the trial, the storms, and what you might see at the moment. You got to start to make what you want, what you desire. You got to start to make that greater than your greatest excuse at the moment. Who are you? Start to understand the power in who you are, who you can become, and who you are created to be. Start to renew your mind. Transform your life by transforming your mind. The greatest power you have is in the power of your mind. Start to think different, start to live different. Start to believe different, start to act different. Guys, who loves you? I love you. That's Coach JC, Romans 12:2. Do not be conformed to the things of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Renewing your mind is a daily process. Start to cast down fear, anxiety, stresses. No longer focus on what's wrong, what's right in front of you, but start to focus on what's ahead of you. Start to make what's in front of you stronger than what's behind you. Start to make what's inside of you bigger than what's outside of you. Start to make what you want and desire greater than your greatest excuse. Renew your mind. Transform your thinking. Transform your life. Who loves you? I love you. This is Coach JC, and I want to thank you until next time for listening to the Win All Day podcast show. And I want to remind you one last time, you were born a winner. So go win and win all day.